22. Handprint. He has lost sight of the others. Collection 888 didn't seem as extensive as the hall's upper galleries, but its twilight, mazy layout has enveloped him. He can hear Mauer's voice now and then, and occasionally a word or two in answer from Loken, somewhere beyond the shelves that surround him like walls. Cinderman walks the length of another row of stasis-held pictures, the lights blinking on as he gets close to each one. He sees a faded, extraordinary painting entitled The Tower of Babel. He stares at it for a long time. Was it a particularly favourite piece of his, cherished for its technique or simply its immense age? Does it have a meaning, a pertinent meaning he can decipher? Next to it, an arresting expressionist piece called The Five Thrones by an unknown artist working in the last years of the 66th century. It shows the distant, chair-like structures at a distance, so they appear huge, the size of buildings or pyramids. They are set within a city of strange design, viewed as through some curtain of flames. Is it a view of hell from outside, or heaven seen from hell? Cinderman looks at it until it no longer makes sense, or perhaps makes too much sense. He has begun to suspect that no meaning may be extracted from anything in the library, for he and the others have no frame of reference. There is no way to understand the nature of the curation. If they knew why each piece was kept, they could begin to identify the significances. He opens one of the sliding cabinets, and a light comes on inside, illuminating a large preparatory sketch. The delicate pencil work has somehow survived millennia. It is evidently a technical copy, made by hand, of an original work now long lost. There is no label. It shows a hunt, or chase. There are antelope and bison, side on, mid-leap, and startled deer breaking and running. There are men, with bows and spears. All the figures are crude and stylized to the point of simplicity. Cinderman imagines the original was a piece of parietal art, displayed on the wall of a cave or chamber, rendered in oxides and charcoal. Only this traced copy remains. Despite the simplicity, he can see the motion and energy, the urgency of the hunt, and even the arcing path between hand and fleeing antelope that the cast spear will follow. He can see the flank where the spear will strike. At the edges of the image, there are additional marks that seem to indicate vegetation or undergrowth, and shapes seem to lurk within those marks. It's not clear what they are. Perhaps they are supposed to be other animals, or concealed predators lying in wait. Beside them, in the corner, is the outline of a human handprint. It's not so much a picture, Cinderman decides, more a diagram, a visual plan. It's so old, Cinderman doubts anyone has an idea of its full significance anymore, or could explain the maker's intent. He sighs. He closes the display cabinet and wanders through the winding stacks to find the others. Mauer is sitting, perched on the top of a rolling ladder. According to the... She pauses and checks the cover of the book in her hand. Last Chronicles of the Lemurian Kingdoms. All kingdoms on the earth fall and perish when those that rule become absolute in power. She looks down at him. So there's that, she says. Where is the archivist? They both look around. Loken has reappeared.
Where is she? He asks.
Here, sir, says the archivist.
Cinderman realizes she has been in the shadows nearby the whole time.
A question, says Loken. Follow me.
He turns and starts to walk. Warily, the archivist follows him. Cinderman glances at Mauer. She jumps down off the rolling ladder, and they fall in step behind. Three rows of shelves over, Loken comes to a halt in front of the wall.
Where does that lead? He asks.
Sir, I don't know.
He looks at her.
You work here, you must know.
Deeply scared of him, she shakes her head.
I really don't, she answers in a fragile whisper.
There's a hatch in the wall. A large hatch. It's not a door like the one they entered by. It reminds Cinderman of a security hatch, or even an air gate. It is robust and heavy duty. He can see the marks of wear and use around the sill and the seal rim. It's old. It's been in service for years. The grey steel looks like dirty ice in the gloom.
It must go somewhere, Loken says.
Is it an exterior hatch, or does it secure another collection?
If the latter, then it must be something significant.
The archivist shakes her head.
It has to go somewhere, echoes Maurer. Do you have a key?
Again, the archivist, struck dumb with nerves, shakes her head.
I don't remember seeing it when we came in, says Cinderman.
Neither do I, says Loken.
He turns to the archivist.
Please, he says. I understand you're scared. But where does the hatch go? Is it a secure area you are not allowed to enter?
Sir,
she says. She swallows hard, her voice tremulous.
I'm trying to tell you. I don't know where it goes, because I didn't know there was a door there.
You didn't know?
Sir, I have been in here several times over the years. I've never seen that door before in my life.
Maurer draws her sidearm.
Everybody step back, says Loken.
They do so, but not far. They stand and watch as Loken approaches the hatch. He traces his fingers across its surface and studies it closely. He presses his hand, palm flat, against the wall to try the lock mechanism. To his surprise, there is a thump, and the hatch slides open. A gust of stale air blows out. Cinderman smells smoke, the cold hint of a fire gone out. Beyond the hatch is a metal corridor with grilled decking. It is quite unlike the design and fabric of the hall. Loken glances back at them.
Stay here, he tells them. I mean it.
He steps through the hatch. The corridor is dim. Pipework threads the walls. There are lamps set in the ceiling, but they are deactivated or broken. Small emergency lights in the wall emit a soft amber glow. He takes a few steps. He has a rising, disconcerting sense of familiarity. He dismisses it. Foolish. All imperial architecture looks alike. The same templates are used everywhere. This could be a bulk hallway anywhere in the palace. A corridor in any... Loken stops. There is a designator mark, stenciled on the wall panel. He reads it, then reads it again to make sure he isn't going mad. He retraces his steps and walks back into the library.
Well?
Asks Cinderman.
I'm going to explore further, Loken says.
He wants to tell Maurer to summon support, but he knows that no one will answer her calls. He wants to tell them to run. To lock all the doors behind them and get the hell out of the Hall of Leng. Get the hell out and hide. But he knows there is nowhere left to hide. Nowhere is safe. The sanctum is no longer a sanctuary. He doesn't want to panic them. Panic will help no one. Their last minutes or hours shouldn't be spent in terror. Because terror and death will find them soon enough.
Stay here, he says instead. Don't follow me.
They stare at him.
Do you understand? Loken asks.
Yes, yes, says Maurer.
What is it, Garvey? Asks Cinderman.
Nothing, I hope, Loken replies. A service corridor. A sub-access. Let me just check.
He looks Cinderman in the eyes for a second. The old man nods. Loken turns and steps back into the corridor. Inside, he presses his hand against the interior plate, and the hatch slides shut behind him. It knows his touch, his biometric print. Of course it does. He would still be in the record. At least Maurer and Kirill and the archivist can't open the hatch and come after him. It won't respond to their touch. It has never granted any of them full clearance.